This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Today we have a great broadcast program in store, because we're going to do a Nation's Watch, so you don't want to go away. And we're featuring today music by Christ for the Nations, and our guest today will be a longtime friend of mine who is speaking at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas, and his name is Wayne Myers. He is he's a legend, and Wayne, I believe, is about 93 years old now. And he's going to be on with us today, and we're going to get him on the line here as soon as we possibly can. And we should be hearing Wayne Myers' voice pretty soon here on BPN.
Hello?
Is this Brother Wayne Myers?
Yes, it is.
This is your friend Dale Gentry, and you're on the radio all across America and around the world.
Well, fine.
Wayne Myers, is it true that you are 92 or 93 years old?
I'm 93 years old plus 6 months plus a few days.
Wow, I am amazed. I mean, you're 93. How long are you going to keep going?
Yes, I plan to keep going till God calls me home, and I'm asking for longer life to do more.
Why don't you just retire, you and Martha, and go sit in a rocking chair or maybe take a cruise? Why don't you do that?
The call of God, there's no retirement. If it's a vocation, then forget it. It's 65, live and let live. But if the call is consuming you, there's no retirement. It's just, it's not, old age is not coasting, it's climbing.
It's climbing. How long?
Youth is a work of nature. Old age is a work of art. Abstract in my case.
Oh, that's great. It's amazing. How long have you been preaching, Wayne?
About 70 years.
70 years. You started when you were 23 preaching?
Yeah, I started preaching as I got out in the Navy, mm-hmm. before I got off the USS Enterprise. Then I preached on the streets of Seattle, Washington, and Bremerton, Washington.
Were you in World War II?
Yes, I was on the USS Enterprise for 19 months in the Pacific War. The Enterprise took part of 22 naval engagements in the Pacific War, and I took part in 11 of them.
Thank you. Thank you for serving our country, Wayne Myers, and thank you for serving in the military, and thank you for serving America and the nations of the world. So you started out 70 years ago preaching. How did you get called to preach?
God spoke to me and called me while I was on the ship. We had a prayer meeting every night, and God began to reveal things to us in regards to the future battles. We knew more about the war than the captain on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
A revelation from God.
Yeah.
That's what made a believer out of me when it happened, just like God told us it's going to happen.
Wow. So how did you get started preaching? How did you get started?
Well, I just started. We'd preach sometimes on the flight deck when people would gather around us for a prayer meeting. Then we got back to the ship, the bow blowing off of the kamikaze, got back to Puget Sound and in Bremerton, Washington. We preached on the streets of the church there, and also on the streets of Seattle.
Mm.
We told our sailor friends that you won't listen to us out here. We'll be waiting for you on the streets of Seattle, and we were. They came by while we was preaching.
Wow! So you couldn't preach on the streets of Seattle now.
No, we could then.
Yeah. And but I believe it's going to happen again. So what has kept you going? What has kept you going all these 70 years in ministry? I mean, how do you still have your health, and how's all this happening?
I'm consumed by the love that saved me and called me, and I have my eyes on the eternal goal. And this world offers no charm except what I can do to use the things of this world to reach one more man or woman with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Wow. And I know that you minister to nations of the world, and
I've been in over 70 nations of the world, and I've preached in most of them. I've been all over Africa and Asia and the South America and Central America and the West Indies, and as well as some of the islands in the Pacific. And I've also been in Eastern Europe, Russia, Belarus, and some of those other nations preaching.
Wow. I know God has put the world in your heart. And I know for many years you didn't even have a credit card.
Well, I still don't have a credit card.
Oh, you don't? How do you get around?
I have a debit card. A debit card, if the money's not in the account, you don't buy anything on credit. It's just like cash.
Yeah. Well, you've had an amazing ministry, and I've known you since the 80s, and we've ministered together before at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth. Pastor Tom Peters, we ministered a couple of times at his world conference there in Lake Worth, Florida.
Yeah. I find that anytime I find a soul that needs Jesus, it's time to share the gospel.
Yeah.
If they have got a listening ear, and we have a lot of people coming in out of our house. A woman came to work for us at work one day a week to clean up the house. Mm-hmm. Had another lady that worked for us for 50 years now. We've retired her. She'll eat as long as we eat, as long as we live, but though she's not working with us now. But this woman came, and she had so much darkness in her face. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, we'll let her see how a Christian home operates. Mm-hmm. And then in due time, I'll pray with her for salvation. Mm-hmm. After a few weeks of coming once a week, the nurse that takes care of my wife knocked on our bedroom door where we were praying, Martha and I, and said, this lady wants to talk to you. So I opened the door. I said, what can I do for you? She said, I want the peace that you have in this house.
Oh, that's good.
So we led her to Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's good.
All the darkness disappeared. Light, darkness only rules until light comes.
That's right.
Glory to God. They don't live together.
That's why I believe there's hope for America, because we are the light of the world. And and I know
the salt of the earth.
The salt of the earth. That's right.
Yeah.
And so how long we not only Gene and I not only love you, but we love your wife Martha. How long have you and Martha been married?
64 years of marriage. I was on the field 5 years single. Mm-hmm. I've been in Mexico 69 years as of the 5th of March.
Yeah, why did you move down to Mexico?
God spoke to me in an audible voice in Pasadena, California, in a Bible college, and dictated the call as I wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I'm sending you to serve my body, not build another faction in my body.
That's good.
We've served the body of Christ as you do for all these years. We don't have one church under our name in Mexico. Though we pioneered many fields, we all left them to somebody else's care.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way nobody's afraid of our ministry, because they know we don't have any workers.
Yeah.
So they know I'm not going to steal anybody. So they all of them opened their doors to me. We have, with the help of God mostly, a lot of it come from Christ the Nation Native Church Program.
Mm-hmm.
But we have helped, and I have records to prove it, upwards of 6,000 congregations during our lifestyle, either with a roof or with property to build on. But we have helped that many different congregations, mostly in Mexico, some in Asia, some in South America, some in Africa, different nations in Africa. But basically, and we have also had the joy of of investing, blessing many. We've given away dozens of vehicles, some new, some used, mm-hmm. to pastors that are worthy of transportation in many parts of the world.
Wow.
We're just sending money this month to a woman working in Kenya that works with the Maasai's.
Mm-hmm.
That's a group that ruins the earlobe, and you've seen pictures of them. They pull down the lower part of the ear,
mm-hmm.
and there's a space between the top of the ear and the bottom of the ear.
Mm-hmm.
They put earrings on them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's working with children over there, and we've got money to give her a nice used car, but we're having trouble getting it to her without having to pay a high rate of exchange. But this mission is going back the next month, and he's going to see to it that we get a vehicle for this woman. She had 800 children in one Congress, so she's worthy of our help.
Oh well, I know Wayne that you have been a giver, and it's amazing that with so many guys dropping out of the ministry, so many churches closing, so many guys preaching the gospel become discouraged. I mean, you just keep going. You're like that Energizer bunny rabbit. You just keep going and going and going.
Well, our theme is, he that lives to serve and to give will never live to lack any good thing.
Yeah.
And I've proven it for 7 decades.
And you still have your sense of humor. How do you keep your sense of humor at that age, at 93?
Well, I find that the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I always like a story that has a hidden message behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, they're sour as a pickle barrel, you know. And consequently, their life's not doesn't attract others.
Right.
If we have a sad face, well, how can we comfort somebody else with a sadder face than ours?
That's true.
God is the joy of our life, and I rejoice to serve him all these years. And when God called me, Dale, he spoke to me in audible voice. In no way do I compare myself with Apostle Paul, but the same voice he heard on the Damascus Road, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
At midnight in a prayer room, men's prayer room in Pasadena, California, in a Bible mm-hmm. college.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I'm sending you to Mexico to serve my body, not build another faction in my body.
Mm-hmm.
So we've served all the God's people. We probably have 100 different groups. Some of them have 2 or 3 churches. Some of them have hundreds and thousands. The kingdom belongs to God.
Yeah.
And his body, we have a meeting every year called, in Spanish, somos uno. We are one,
mm-hmm.
and we are trying to bring greater unity to the body of Christ
mm-hmm.
in Mexico. And this last time we had, I sponsor it, but we use a big church there in Mexico City. We had 1,950, I believe, registered, but due to bad cold weather, only about 1,700 or 1,750 that attended for 3 days. The beautiful thing is I use mostly Spanish-speaking speakers,
mm-hmm.
men that have seen the destiny of Mexico lies in the hands of the youth.
Mm-hmm.
We've had one pastor that has a big church of ministering to 3,000 or 4,000 every Sunday. He's baptizing from 65 to 100 every month.
Mm.
And so he was one of our speakers, another young man that has a healing ministry. Mexican, he was one of the others, and a missionary that travels the world, young mm-hmm. man that works in northern Mexico, he was one of the others, and
mm-hmm.
a pastor used to, God saved him in the University of Florida when he was on drugs, and he came mm-hmm. back home to northern Mexico and done a tremendous ministry.
Well,
and we had Bayless Connolly from Los Alamitos, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, California,
mm-hmm.
and Terry Myers from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that every year.
Wow! Well,
this year will be our 10th year. Next year will be our 10th year.
I know you're reaching out, but let me ask you this question here on BP and radio. How can a 93-year-old man relate to a group of young people at Christ for the Nations, 18, 19, 20 years
well,
old?
You see,
how can you do that?
God gives you the unique ability to identify with youth. Although I'm old, but I still have a young heart, and I love young people. And the first 7 years in Mexico, I spent teaching children, and some of them came preachers, and their children are pastors today.
Wow!
And they got saved in those children's meetings. So we try to help. We feed a bunch of Indian children in the mountains every month and every week. And
wow!
Also, we equip some of them with cars, or if they need new tires, we give them new tires, and we send food to feed them. And put one brother in the rabbit business. These rabbits, these white rabbits, imported from Holland. They got a lot of protein, and they reproduce every 30 days.
Oh.
A rabbit reproduces every 30 days, so we started with 13, now it's got between 50 and 60. And he feeds children. That gives protein to the children he feeds every day.
Wayne Myers, you're amazing. You're helping people with rabbits and putting on roofs.
Every method we can.
You're just giving in every direction. You're still traveling. How can you have the health?
Yeah, I was in South America this last year. I was in Peru and Colombia, preached in one church of 18,000 people, and people committed $2 million American dollars to build a big center on about 5 acres of land they already have purchased.
Amazing.
And I found that money is not the problem. The heart is the problem.
Yeah.
When the heart attunes to God's purpose, money flows. Hallelujah.
Where do you get all this money to give away, to give to people?
God, just through the medium of the same faith that puts bread on your table, brother.
Yeah.
When you live to give, you never live to lack. And we don't sow to get. We get because we can't help but sow.
That's right. That's right.
Love constrains us, see.
Yeah, I agree. Tell me what's going on in Mexico. What's happening right now?
Well, we're just one short step from a national revival.
Oh, wow.
God's people are gradually coming together. A friend of ours, a prophet, that really knows God, he had a vision while he was preaching in Puebla, and he saw a door with two locks on it. One lock was open. It said prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It was open.
Mm-hmm.
The next lock said unity, and it was closed.
Wow.
So there's a lot of prayer going up for Mexico, but that unity is what we long to see John 17:21 fulfilled.
Yeah.
That the world might know, that we might be one, even as the Father and the Son are one.
Yeah.
The world might believe that Jesus came to redeem a lost humanity. And we're gaining ground, but there's still a lot of sectarian spirit you have to deal with.
Yeah, I agree. What about all the people from Mexico coming over to the U.S.? What do you feel about that?
Well, I find that some of them are just, they're desperate to have bread for the children. There's a group that come that have other motives, but most of those people are just hungry and need help.
Mm-hmm.
And since the oil has dropped, the price of oil, it was almost Mexico's, their government operated, either 40 or 60% of the income came from profit on it, on oil, as they're the fifth producing oil nation of the world.
Yeah.
But now with the oil price falling, well, people are desperate, and a lot of people have been laid off, and they come across the border. Many of them get saved and go back and bring their families to the Lord. So it's a difficult situation, but there's two sides to every coin.
That's right. One thing I've been prophesying, Wayne, is that the next wave of revival coming across America is going to come through Spanish-speaking people. And
it could well be.
Yeah, I believe that God has sent many Spanish-speaking people from different parts of Mexico and other places south to help us with this spiritual awakening, with this revival.
I feel like Mexico is a key nation for national revival there, as well as all of Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that the people, the Mexican people, are givers once you teach them the principles.
Yeah.
See, I told it, I preaching recently, the faith that operates in America is the same faith that operates in Mexico.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Mexican people are givers once you mm-hmm. teach them the principles.
Yeah.
See, I'm in a church most every Sunday, a different church that needs to build a bigger building or needs property.
Mm-hmm.
And we promise to help. We make a faith promise payable in 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make a faith promise. And I divide faith into faith giving in two different aspects. Obedient faith has to do what I possess. Mm-hmm. Creative faith has to do what God can provide. And that department, only God knows the limitations.
Yeah.
So most of our giving is through creative faith.
Yeah.
God never becomes a part of that commitment until I reach out in faith for funds that only God can supply.
That's great.
The beautiful thing is the Mexican people, many of them share funds with us, and we in turn help feed Indian children
mm-hmm.
and open up new fields with Mexican money.
Wow.
Helping Mexican people, so that's a beautiful thing
that
is doing around the world.
That is amazing. I want to do a little station break. Remind our listeners that you're listening to listen to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. This is Dale Gentry here, broadcasting live from our internet broadcast station in Austin, Texas. We're celebrating 50 years in the ministry, and I'm visiting with a man that is celebrating 70 years in the ministry, a longtime friend of mine, Wayne Myers. And it's so good to have you on today, 93 years old. How have you kept your health this long to be able to travel almost every week at 93?
I'll tell you, people have asked me, what counsel would you give me to be able to preach as long as you have? I said, keep your knees bowed in prayer and your hands lifted in praise.
That's
simple
good.
Answer, but it works.
That's good.
I spend from 2 to 4 hours with God every morning before I initiate my day.
Oh, wow.
And consequently, I'm in tune for what God wants to do
yes.
to me during that day.
Yes,
it's not 4 hours of petitioning.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 hours of fellowship.
Yeah.
2 to 4 hours of fellowship.
Yeah.
When my heart blends with the heart of God, then I'm alert and sensitive to what mm-hmm. God wants to do through my life
mm-hmm.
during the next 24 hours or drops in my mind a project that may cover future months or years to see fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's prayer and praise have been the secret of all these years.
Well, that prayer and praise, the P&P there, and How can people, I've got a couple of your books. How can people get your books or your materials, or how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can, I haven't got it right before me, but I have an email in Mexico, and it's called Mexico Myers, hotmail.com.
MexicoMyersHotmail.com.
Hotmail.com.
Okay.
And they can, and I have a secretary that takes care of it even while I'm gone.
I talked
to her this morning.
And I know that if people cannot remember that, they can just contact Christ for the Nations.
They can tell, yeah.
Yeah.
We the Mexican people are doing quite a lot to help their own people in need.
That's good.
And we are privileged to invest. We put two offerings that the Mexican people trust us with
mm-hmm.
to invest. We help probably 25 different ministries in Mexico every month with Mexican funds.
Prayer.
And
you know, it's evident. It's evident, Brother Wayne, that prayer and praise and giving
prayer, praise,
and obedience, adoration
sure.
has been your portion. I want you to, we have people listening today that, that I know you're a tremendous encouragement to, because a lot of people, they run out of steam after 2 or 3 years or 10 years or 20 years. But I had Pastor Bob Nichols on, helping him celebrate 52 years of pastoring that church. I just believe we can have extended life. I believe that people die prematurely. They die before their time because they think about retirement at 65, which is just a philosophy. That's all it is. But men like yourself.
Most people that retire don't live to enjoy the retirement.
No, they don't. They try to save up their entire life, and then they live a couple of years.
I plan to preach Jesus as long as I have breath.
Well,
I plan to continue. Like I say, every week normally, yeah. I move from church to church within a distance of sometimes by air and across Mexico
uh-huh.
or Guatemala or all the way down to Peru.
Wow.
And I preach 19 times in 19 days.
19 times in 19 days.
Well, and then I spent 2 days traveling, so I preach 19 times in 17 days.
Wow. And you, you're not afraid of going to those dangerous places?
No, I find that the safest place in the world is in the will of God.
I believe that. I want you to, before you go, I want you to pray. And I want you to pray a little bit in Spanish, too, while you're praying, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll be happy to.
Okay.
Bendito Padre, en el nombre de Jesús, ese nombre que sobre todo nombre en tres mundos, te pido por todo el pueblo de habla hispana. Te pido, Padre, una fresca bendición sobre los pastores que luchen por tu causa a través del mundo, sobre todo entre el mundo latino. Te doy gracias por la visión del hermano Dale y su amor hacia un mundo que vaga sin luz y sin rumbo fijo. Te doy gracias por los años que me has permitido servirte y los hermanos en la fe, sobre todo mis hermanos en México que nos han aguantado, amado y servido por tantos años. Gracias, Padre. And I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will guide those that are looking for your direction. They'll know what you want.
Yes, sir.
Help people to separate the temporal from the eternal,
yes,
the earthly from the heavenly.
Yes, sir.
This life that's so brief for the life to come. Because there's things we need to recognize, Lord, as you already know, of course, the brevity of this life, the insecurity of this life, the certainty of death, and the rewards depend on our allegiance to your kingdom here. What we do here determines what we'll have with you for an eternity. Help us to live with eternal values before us,
yes,
looking
Lord.
Not at the things that are seen, as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:18, but the things that are not seen, but the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen eternal.
Yes.
The richest gift you give us, Lord, are not things but opportunities to share your life and love with those that are around about us, because everybody that we deal with is an eternal being, has an eternal spirit, O Pastor, will spend the rest of their life either in heaven or in hell. And so may we win as many as you can to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And save them from accompanying the rich fool that's still there that wanted Lazarus to put a drop of water on his tongue. Oh, help us, Lord, to know that there's only once in heaven, always in heaven.
Yes.
Once in hell, always in hell.
Yeah.
Help us to live with that concept.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to redeem the time. Your richest gifts to us, Lord, are not things perishable, but opportunities to share your life and your love with those nearest and those farthest away. Give the churches that have no missionary vision a concern,
yes,
to reach out beyond their boundaries.
Yes,
of course,
Lord.
A light that shines the brightest.
Yes, Lord.
Shines the brightest nearest home.
Yes.
But then we can extend our vision and to a world through our prayers and our giving. And what a joy it is when we see the result.
Yes, Lord.
It's such a joy to see life change.
Yes.
Lord, as I preach to ministers, I share four truths with them you put in my heart. The cost of discipleship.
Yeah.
It's a high price. It costs everything. Jesus said, if a man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Where I am, there also shall my servant be. Help us also, Lord, to realize the dangers of leadership. Every leader is a marked man in heaven and a marked man in hell. He needs to live cautious that he is marked in his life. All hell would like to destroy him if he could. And he needs to rest in the arms of Jesus day by day and moment by moment.
Yeah.
It's a joy, Lord, to see lives changed and homes restored.
Thank you, Lord.
Lives are rebuilt by your grace, Lord. That's a joy that comes in discipling, in being a disciple of yours, Lord. Then we look forward to that eternal reward where we stand in your presence.
Yes,
and long to hear you say, oh, say with Paul, I fought a good fight, I've kept the faith, I've finished the course. Henceforth, let it for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only me, but all those who love his appearing.
Yeah.
Help us to look forward, Lord, to hearing you say, well done. I gave you a job to do, son or daughter, and you did it. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
That'll
Lord.
Be the day of, the crowning day of all
yes.
our service
yes.
on this planet. So we thank you for it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for Dale's outreach, Lord, to people otherwise not being reached.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Pray you'll use his life in a great way for your glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, my friend Wayne Meyer, 93 years old, still
brother.
You're a legend, Wayne Myers. Thank you for being a part of my life. Give our love to
it's
Martha.
Our joy.
Thank you for being
our
on.
Joy, Dale.
Thank you for being on
Reach
BPN
your wife
today.
For me and forward
okay.
in faith.
Okay. God bless you.
Okay. Bye
bye. Okay. What a joy it is to have Wayne Myers, 93 years old, still ministering to young people at Christ for the Nations, and. Speaking of Christ for the Nations, here's their music group, Christ for the Nations, here on BPN Radio as we pray, calling America to pray. Good to have you listening in.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Against the water. Now I'm waiting, if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river. I'm waiting here. Against the water. Now I'm waiting, if you please. We didn't count on suffering. We didn't count on pain. But if the blessing's in the valley, then in the river I will wait. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river. Come find me.
find me in the river. Find me here. Sunshine and the storm, and my dreams are set in stone. And someday I'll be who I wanna be. For now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. Walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait. For now, I'll sit at the end of the road, and for now, I'll wait at the end of the path.
Just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past. And there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory. Grace has no regret. God took those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the in the sea of God's forgetfulness. He washed them all away. He looks beyond all I have done to the heart of who I am. And the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. Forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory. Grace has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time. Forgive myself. His forgiveness is tomorrow's hope and where my healing starts. My failure isn't final, although there will be scars. It's time to forgive. Yeah.
days where the earth and heaven shake through the valley of despair. Here is where